Now, the rest of the story. Vernita Lee's patience was gone. Rearing her daughter had always been a challenge. Now it had become impossible. The child was, shall I say, unintended to begin with, had been conceived as the lasting result of her parents' youthful fling. The girl had been reared by her grandmother until the age of 6, when she was sent to Milwaukee to live with her mother. But one unfortunate turn of events followed another. Age 9, the child was sexually abused by a 19-year-old cousin. Numerous such instances occurred thereafter. As the girl approached teen age, she became increasingly difficult to manage, disobedient, rebellious, eventually promiscuous, and she kept running away. At last, when the youngster was 13, her mother gave up and sent her daughter to the local juvenile detention home. But this is the rest of the story. The juvenile detention home would not take her. It was not that the girl was incorrigible. There were a number of such cases in residence at the detention center. The problem was that there were just too many such cases there, too many inmates, not enough beds. Her mother, Vernita Lee, pleaded with the juvenile officers. Her daughter was uncontrollable, she said. Something had to be done. I'm sorry, they said. She's your problem. But Vernita Lee felt that she'd paid enough for past mistakes. Her daughter needed somebody who could and would take charge. And so the beleaguered mother called the child's father, Vernon, who was living in Nashville, and begged him to take their daughter, and Vernon accepted. It is difficult to say what the child expected, but I'll tell you what she got was one thing that she'd never had before, and that was an overpowering combination of discipline and love. Starting with discipline. Her father, Vernon, told the girl, "You will have to read books." And he said, "I mean plenty of books." He meant one a week. And each would have to be followed by a weekly written book report. Vernon told the girl, "You must learn how to communicate." Remember this admonition. You must, he told his daughter, learn how to communicate. And then he imposed upon her the responsibility of memorizing 20 new vocabulary words each and every week. And of course, there was a curfew. Provided she had completed her studies, the teenager could stay out till midnight, but under no circumstances any later than that. No more than 20 years have passed since Vernon laid down the law. Yet, as it turned out, the bad little girl was not so bad after all. Vernon still lives in Nashville. He's a city councilman there. Still has his barber shop. But one of the nicest things that's ever been said about him was said by his own daughter. She said, "I would not be where I am today had I not gone to live with my dad." Of course, the real stroke of luck was that there was no room at the Milwaukee Juvenile Home for a bad girl who one day would make good. Oprah Winfrey. Now you know the rest of the story.